So I think oftentimes when we imagine the God of the Old Testament, we imagine a vengeful, kind of an angry God, and the God of the New Testament as peaceful and loving and joyful and tolerant. But the images that we get today, Jesus is much more, we're going to say, harsh when it comes to the reality of the final judgment. In the first reading from Exodus, we get God's self-revelation, his continuous self-revelation to his people, to Moses, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for 1,000 generations, forgiving wickedness and crime and sin. This forgiving and loving God of the Old Testament is who God wanted his people to see him as. He goes on to say, yes, there is justice, there is consequence to our actions. But primarily, as we know from St. John's letters, God is love. And it's easy for us to forget that. It's easy for us to focus on that vengeful, kind of angry God. And perhaps that reflects more upon ourselves than it does about the reality of who God is. But it's a constant struggle. And the saint whose feast day we have today, St. Alphonsus Liguori, who lived in the 1700s, was contradicting the Jansenism heresy, which forgot the kindness, the mercifulness of God. It was seeking a strong aestheticism, a denial of God's mercy, and simply focusing on justice to try to appease the angry God. So St. Alphonsus, the Lord raised him up to show us the truth about who God is. Yes, we always have to remember God's justice, and there are consequences for our sins, but it's always in light of God's love. And so St. Alphonsus Liguori would preach and wrote so beautifully about the intercession of our Blessed Mother, who is our greatest intercessor, who pleads our case before the Father's right hand, before his justice. And he had a strong devotion to the Blessed Eucharist. He was one of the first ones we could say was a proponent of Eucharistic adoration, encouraging everyone to go and spend some time to make visits to the Blessed Sacrament, the source of all mercy, the source of all love. Moses, the greatest prophet from the Old Testament, was able to speak to God face to face, as friends speak. And he pleaded for God's mercy and his love over his people. He said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord," he asked for three things: to come amongst our company, to pardon our wickedness and sins, and to receive us as your own. And that's the promise we have, the opportunity we have through Jesus Christ, that God has come to us. He's forgiven our sins, and he makes us his own. Let us implore the intercession of St. Alphonsus Liguori, that we, like Moses, have a chance to come to the meeting tent and spend time and talk to God face to face in the Holy Eucharist. In those times when we might feel far or unworthy, we have the intercession of our Blessed Mother to help us draw close to his most sacred heart. The Lord is kind and merciful. May we never forget. Amen.